The Farm Bureau's President's Conference. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
President's Conference opens up and exposes us to a lot of issues that are of concern statewide.
County Farm Bureau presidents, board members, and ag industry representatives from across Tennessee are in Franklin this week for the 77th Annual President's Conference. They're hearing more about the issues affecting our state's most important industry. George Meadows is president in Lauderdale County.
From the farm standpoint, Farm Bureau is, of course, the largest and most reputable organization that represents the farm in rural America. At the same time, when we gather at the President's Conference, we get to see a cumulative effort and the opinion that across the whole state that people have of all these issues. It brings those issues together.
Cattle producer Steve Scott of Giles County is the county president there, and he feels strong about how Farm Bureau looks out after all farmers.
Oh, yes. I'm proud to be Farm Bureau. I'm a county president. I'm thankful to be a member. We have a great organization, great people. We all pull together, and that's the main thing.
Johnson County Farm Bureau President Terry Snyder says Farm Bureau pulls all farmers together, large, small, medium, from row crops, livestock, to specialty crops. It's representing all areas of the industry.
Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture. Without Farm Bureau, we're on our own, really, and it's one person can't do it. It has to be an organization with some people behind it.
Seven gubernatorial candidates that have hopes of being elected Tennessee's governor next November met with the farm leaders during the President's Conference. There were also several state lawmakers attending, along with other state and national ag leaders. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.